Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma share. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. The Be'ez Hashem be joining the share. Parshas Korach, Tovshin, Pei, Dalid. We're going to learn a Meshech Chochma, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Tes Zayin. The Torah here is talking about the Matnos Kahuna, what the Kehanim receive. Ufiduyav, we're talking about a Bechor Ha'adam, firstborn Peta Rechem of a person. Ufiduyav mi ben Chodesh Tifta, you redeem him at the age of 1 month. Be'erkecha, Kesev Chameshe Shkolim B'Shekel HaKodesh, the amount, the value of 5 shkolim of silver B'Shekel HaKodesh. Esrim Geirahu, 5 shkolim are 20 geira. Excuse me, another type of coin, a ma'a, as we call it in Aramaic. As Uncle says, Esrim Moinu. So Meir Simcha brings a Sifri. B'Sifri, the Sifri here says, Loma Nemar, why does it say Esrim Geirahu? So says the Sifri, Lefishu Oimar Ufiduyav. Because since the Pasuk says Ufiduyav and his redemption, Ein li ela kesef, I would have thought that you could only use silver to redeem a firstborn, Pidyon HaBen. Shove kesef minayin, how do you know you could use other things that have the value of money? In other words, all other movable objects that have the value of 20 geira or of 5 shkalim. Tamaloymar, so therefore the Pasuk says, Esrim geira hu, it is 20 geira, says the Zayis Ranon and Rabbeinu Hillel, that the Torah is telling you, you don't need actual kesef silver, as long as you have something that's the value of 20 geira, that is enough. So if the Torah would have just said 5 shkalim silver, I would have thought you have to actually give 5 silver shkalim. But since the Torah says Esrim Geirahu, what do you have to tell me Esrim Geirahu? The answer is, you're telling me that it doesn't have to be actually silver, even Shava Kesef is okay. Upirushai. And what's the explanation? Now what's the Meir Simcha coming to be Mefarish here? The truth is, there's a big tumult in the Mefarishim on the Sifri in how to be Geiris. And in fact, the Gain and others are Geiris differently. They don't have this Girsa. And the reason is as follows. Because in the piece right before in the Sifri, Ufiduyav Miben Chodesh, the Sifri learns a Klal Upratu Klal. Ufiduyav Miben Chodesh Tifta, that is a Klal, says the Sifri. Kesev Chamesh Shkolim is a Prat. Klal uprat, ele ein v'chlal amashe beprat. So says Tifte chazur klal. So you have a klal uprat uklal, which tells me that what? Ma prat mefurush, nechasim ametaltim shein lemachrayis. Just like the prat is something that are movable objects, af haklal. Also, the klal are movable objects. So without going into the nitty-gritty of the drasha, the Sifri has already proven to us that one does not need to give 5 shkolim of kesef. The klal upratu klal teaches us that you can give other things that fit into the parameters of the klal upratu klal. See, if that's true, so how in the next piece could the Sifri say, well, maybe it's only kesef, shava kesef minayin, tamal loymar, what do you mean? You just told me, you proved to me with klal uprato klal, that anything that is a movable object is okay. This is the problem of Mefarshim have. So much so that if you look in the Malbim Chumash, the Malbim has our Sifri in parentheses, and he has brackets. He has a different Sifri. Esrim geira hu lama levisha hu oimer esrim geira minayim imrotza laharba sirba. How do you know if you want to give more, you could? Tamaloymar yihye, it could be, it should be. Minayin Imrata Livchais La Yivchais, how do you know if you want to detract? Make less, you cannot. Tamaloimar, who, and that's our pasuk, Esrim Gera, who, it has to be at least 20 Gera, can't be less. And the Malbim writes, Higati Lefi Hagoyis Hagra, I edited this according to the Hagoyis Hagra, Shu Nusach HaSafra B'chukaisai, which is the same Nusach of the Medrash in B'chukaisai, Muva B'chairis, is the Gemara B'chairis Dafnun. And he explains his version of the Sifri, writes Aloymar, that a shekel is something that has weight to it. How much weight? It's totally in what the Medina decides that this coin should weigh. There are shkalim gedoylim u'katanim. Shematbeas mishtanis tamid. Coins are constantly changing. The olden days was tullian weight. And he says in Parshas Kesisa, it says, b'shekel ha-kodesh esrim geiro ha-shekel. Over there it says a shekel is 20 geira. And here it just says esrim geira hu. It doesn't say the shekel is 20 geira. Right, Zalaymar, it's coming to tell us that you cannot have less than 20 geira. Over parshas b'chukaiser amar esrim geira yiya, it says you could add on to 20 geira, but it has to be at least 20 geira. So the way the Sifri is learning, that if you give 5 shkolim, even if 5 shkolim are more than 20 geira, that's okay, it could be marba, but never less than 20 geira. So that is the Malbim being editing the Sifri, alpi the Nusach Hagra, the Hagoyis Hagra, because they are bothered by this question, the Lechaira, how could we have our Sifri say that? How do you know you could use Shavah Kesef, maybe only actual Kesef, if the shtickle right before, the piece right before in the Zifri, clearly is marba more than that. So Meir Simcha comes along with a gainus to explain pshat here in the Zifri. Upirushai. And that's what he means, upirushai. There's a whole background to it. Hayul de matzonu de peter chamor nifte beseh afilu b'choshehu ubekesefei b'shar dover nifte b'shavyev. We have a similar situation by a bechar of a chamor. A firstborn donkey, you have to be poide, the firstborn. It's called pidyon peter chamor. Now the halacha, the pasuk says, how are you poide this chamor? So you exchange it for a seh, for a sheep, and you give that seh to the kayin. Now the halacha is that no matter what the value of the seh is, it doesn't make a difference. Kol shehu, the value of the seh does not have to relate to what the value of the firstborn chamor is. When you're paida, the chamor with the seh could be a kolshu. But what happens if you want to be paida the chamor with money or something that has monetary value? Then the halacha is, you have to be paida according to the actual value of the chamor. Kedi'isa b'v'chayres, like it says in Masechta B'chayres, daf yud aleph amar aleph, Amr Shlakish. Mishiesh le petach hamor vein leselif doisai paideo b'shavyov. Loi amra teira b'sel lahachmer alav ela lahakil alav. So Rashi says beferish. I mean the Gemara says beferish. The way Rashi says over there that the Torah is being makil by letting you do with the seh, no matter what the value of the seh, no matter the quality of the seh. That's the mitzvah satayra. But if you're going to be paida the chamor with something else, with money or something that has value to it, then you have to actually estimate what the value and figure out what the value of the chamor is, and then you're paida. So therefore, says Rav Meir Simcha, now that we know that, Salkadaita Chamina, I might have thought, Digam poi chilka ha-tayra. Maybe by pidyon haben, the Torah also differentiates in what you're using for the pidyon. That what? To be kesef nifta b'chamesh shkolim. Maybe the Torah comes along and says over here, if you want to redeem the firstborn baby with kesef, I'll give you a set amount, chamesh shkolim. Uvishar dover, but if you're going to use shove kesef, you could use shove kesef. We know you could use shove kesef from the shtickle before. Klal upratu klal, but if you're going to use shove kesef, nifta bishav yov lefi domov, then maybe it's not enough for you to use five silver shkalim. You have to actually estimate the value of the child, how much he would be worth to sell as an eved. That's the way we evaluate people in the Torah. And that's how much you'll have to give. V'haviyosi shaper. And if that would be true, we would gain something as follows. Ma'adichstiv stama b'parshas bayi. In Parshas Bo, it says, all of your firstborn children, you should be paida. Now, the Torah over there doesn't mention anything about shkalim. Why doesn't the Torah mention anything about shkalim? Because the Torah over there is saying a general halacha. You have to redeem your firstborn child. With what? Oh, that depends. If it's with kesef, five shkalim. If it's with other things, you have to go with the value. But the Torah didn't get into the nitty-gritty details over there. The Torah just said in a general oifen, and since there are different ways of being paida, depending on what you're using, the Torah didn't go into details and just said a general tifta. If the only way to be paida your child is with five silver shkalim, so the Torah should have said it. Why did the Torah leave it out? The Torah says there's options, and the Torah wasn't getting into the options. Tifta, redeem. Hainu b'shavyov u'v'shardavar. There's different ways of doing it. So this is all the havamina. L'chein, Dr. Meir Simcha, that the Sifri tells us, k'siv esrim geirahu, l'hoiris, to teach us, af b'chol davarim nifte, boi chamesh eshkalim. The Torah is telling you, when you're going to use anything, even if it's not silver coins, it still has to be five shkalim. You do not go with the value of what the child is to be sold in the shuk. It's a set value. Five silver coins, shkalim. You use them, use five silver coins. Use something else, it also has to be the value of five silver coins. It's not the value of the child himself. Avo b'ma nifta. So now you want to know, I know that I have to use the value of five silver shkalim. Okay, now what could I use? Oh, what could you use? Zayafina miklal upratu klal. That you look back. And the first shtickel, and the Torah tells you what types of things you can use. You can't use karka, you can't use this, you can't use a shtar. There's other things, there's things you can't use. And there are things you could use. They fit into the parameters of klal, prat, or klal. But whatever you're going to use, this piece in the Sifri says it has to be the value of five silver shkalim, esrim geirahu, kei nira pashut. Zokter Meir Simcha. This is what it seems to me, the pashup shan, the Sifri, vayin pirish hasvardi. Pirish HaSvardi, he brings here is Lahagoyin Rab Suleiman Ochana, which is printed as a sefer called Hagoyis Ubiurim and the Sifri. And he's the one, he, besides for the Malbim and the Gra, he asks Vitzarachi and Dayafin and Lamichlal Pratu Klal. He asks this question, and you see Ramer Simchas coming to answer this question. He said, I am a Pirish HaSvardi, Vidaik. Vayin Mashakosov Beparshas Bamidbar. Over there in Parshas Bamidbar, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Mem Zayin. What does Rameir Simcha say over there? Also Geshmak and Rameir Simcha there. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Mem Zayin. Over there it says, Velokachto Chameshes Chameshes Golem Lagogagas, Beshekel HaKodesh Tikoch. Esrim Geira Hashakel. And Rabbi Simcha's Oimer over there also that the Esrim Geira is talking about on a situation where you're not actually giving five shkalim of kesef. You can look over there what Rabbi Simcha says over there. Over there, when they're being paid the Leviim, so sometimes it didn't reach the value of a whole shekel, it had to be split up. You look over there, Rameir Simcha also is coming to say that when the Torah is telling you the Eshim Geira, the Torah is telling you cases where you're not using the five shkalim. And that's what Rameir Simcha is saying over here. Very geshmak ishtikl, you would add a havamina. That when you're using the five shkalim, kesef, you use kesef five shkalim. If you're using something else, you go with the value of the child. How do we know there's such a chiluk? Well, look. Pidgin Petach Hamor, we have such a chilek. By Pidgin Petach Hamor, if you use a seh, that's what the Torah says you could use. If you're using something else, you have to go with the value. So that is Remeir Simcha. Uve Emes, now he continues and he says, Be Emes, Chamesh Shkolim, Hu Erech Mi Ben Chaydesh. In Parshas, Bechukaisai, when the Torah lists off the value, the Erech of a person, I just want to clarify, what is Erechin? Erechin is the set value that the Torah gives based on the age group of a person. Is that the actual value of the person? No, because you could have two people, same age, one's very strong, one's very weak. One's sick, one's healthy, v'chulu v'goymer. And if you would try to sell them as a slave in the marketplace, their actual value may be different. But for the halachas of Erechin, where a person makes a neder, not to give the actual value of this person to the Beis HaMikdash, to give the Erech of this person, the Erech is a set value that the Torah shatzed up, that the Torah decided, for this age group, this is the value. So, for the value of a baby who's 1 month old, what's his Erech? The Torah says, Chamesh Shkalim. That's the 5 Shkalim Kesef. That we're saying, no matter what, even if you're going to give Shavu Kesef, which you would have thought, you go and estimate the actual value in the marketplace of the child, Zokter Meir Simcha, you should know his actual value is 5 Shkalim. Uve Emes Chamesh Shkalim Hu Erech Mi Ben Chaydesh B'shoh Shechal Chiyuv Pidyon Olav. Now you say, hold on 1 second. Pidyon HaBen starts at 30 days. But let's say someone didn't have his Pidyon HaBen, he could be 50 years old, he can make a Pidyon HaBen. Okay. But when it was Shachal, the Chi of Pidyon Olav, that is when the Torah says, this is what's necessary for the value of Pidyon HaBen. No matter what you give, Kesef, Shavu Kesef, Zokter Meir Simcha, they're really pretty much the same. Now, is it mamish the same? No. Because if you would sell this child in the marketplace, depending on his genetic history, depending on his health, he might be sold differently, but in the world of Erechin, where the Torah gave the set value, that set value for a 1 month old is Taka Chamesh Shkolim. It's Taka Chamesh Shkolim. And it's interesting, if you look in the Netziv on this Pasuk, the Netziv on this Pasuk, Perek, Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Zayin, says the Netziv, I'm sorry, Pasuk Tezayim. Asrim Geirahu, Zokta Netziv, Pasuk Tezayim, Be'erkecha, says the Pasuk, Uftuyev men chaydesh tifte, Be'erkecha, Be'erech shemi ben chaydesh. The value, the Erech of a 1 month old, Shu Chamesh Shkalim Mezachar, which is 5 Shkalim for a Zachar. So the Tziv is also learning in the Pasuk. When it says Be'erkecha, the Torah is telling you, you want to know it's 5 Shkalim? Because this is your Erech. This is the Erech of a 1 month old. And there's a little star here that takes you to the back. And the newer ones, they have them together in the front. But it was a Hisafa at the end. And the Hisafa, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Zok the Netziv. Chamesh Shkolim B'Zachar, V'Hochi Mashmois HaMikra. And this is the Mashmois of the Pasuk. Ufiduyav Mi Ben Chaydesh. The redemption is Mi Ben Chaydesh, from 1 month. HaPidyon Shenitan LeBen Chaydesh, meaning the pigeon that's given to a 1 month-old child by the Erechin, Tifta, that's what you should use, La'olam, and that's forever. Afilu atu harbe yoytzer ben chaydesh. Even if you're later on in life where you're worth much more, and even your Erechin is worth much more, but the Torah is telling you, Ftuyav mi ben chaydesh, the amount of ben chaydesh tifta. Why? Be'erkecha. Because that's the Erech of a 1 month-old. So the Netziv is saying something very similar to Meir Simcha. Meir Simcha is putting it into his limud. The limud is that you don't go, it's not a subjective. It's not totally in the actual baby. It's totally in the Erech of a 1 month old. And that, the Torah is telling you, is 5 shkalim, and that's what you give for a child. So when the Torah told you there's no difference, as Remeir Simcha, between silver, whether you're using shkalim, or you're using shavek kesef or something else, which you might have thought you should go with the value, you really are going with the value of erech, value of a 5 shkalim. And the MS is very interesting. Remeir Simcha is sort of being megalit to us, that the word of erechin has to do, it's not just a made-up amount. The Torah really gave this set value to these age groups. Now again, in the actual value of the street value, there's a lot of variables. But the Torah said there's another way of looking at it. But these weren't random numbers that the Torah said, okay, for this age, for that age. They had to do with what the Torah decided, the value, the erech of the person. If you look in the Ragged Shavar, in Hilchos Erechin, Perak Aleph, the end of Halacha Aleph. Halacha Aleph is very long. In the end of Halacha Aleph, the Ragged Shavar says a similar thing, and he says like this. Ach bemes yesh leimer kach, yesh nafka minoy, bein mashe shamsa teira d'mei erech adam, we find other places where the Torah also gave set values. For example, a person has a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael that is his nachla, his achuza, so you can't sell it forever. It goes back in Shemitah. So, or you can't be makdish it forever. So the Torah said that there's a value to when you're makdish it, how much you're paid it for, 50 shkalim for the 49 years. So says Remeir Simcha, says the Ragged Shavar, down the road in Dvinsk, that there's a difference, the erech of a person to the dmei of stei achuza. Now, both of them, the Torah gave a set value for something. No. The stei achuza, who? Rak sha Torah amra shebezeh poka ha'isr min asada. Stei achuza has nothing to do with the actual value of the field. Not even the actual value. We're not talking about what you could actually sell it for in the streets. We're talking about even the number the Torah gave was nothing to do with a certain value. Maybe in the Torah's times, this was the value of that amount. No, it has nothing to do with that. The Torah, Lefi, whatever the Torah's Chachma, the Rabbi Shem's Chachma, said, if you want to get off the Hektish, the Isser on this field, this is what is necessary to get off the Hektish. And he brings Rayas to it. Ach erche adam, kein shama hatera shavish al adam. When it comes to erech of the person, that is not just a random number. That's the way the Torah decided the value of the person. Now, again, the actual value in the street might be different because that's another way of shatting up. But the Torah is the Torah of an erech. And therefore, Remeir Simcha is saying the same vart. You want to know why you give chamesh shkolim? Maybe you should give the value? You are giving the value. Ve'emes, that is the erech of Ben Chodesh, b'shoa shechalchi of pidyon alav. This is Remeir Simcha saying pshat in a shvera sifri with a simplicity. Uperushai, kein nira poshut, he says, with such a geshmak of simplicity, in what the havamina would be of shove kesef. Let's read again the Sifri. Levishu, I'm Riftuy of Ainli Ela Kesef. I would have thought that you only need Chamesh Shkolim by Kesef. Shove Kesef Minayim. How do you know by Shove Kesef you also need Chamesh Shkolim and you don't go with the Shavius, the value, Tamalomer Esrim Geirohu? You always have to give Chamesh Shkolim. Now you want to know what type of Shove Kesef you could use? Ayin earlier in the Klal Upratu Klal. The Remeir Simcha just gives this twist, and he says, the reason why it is that you don't go with the value when it comes to Shava Kesef is because the whole thing, the whole Chamesh Shkolim, is the value. It is the value. It's the value, the Erech of a Ben Chodesh. And that's what the Torah is telling you, B'shash Shechalchi of Pidyon Alav, we're using that Erech, which gives us an insight into Erechin. That Erechin is not just a random number. It is the value the Torah shots up for this category of people. Like the Tzafnas Paneach says, like the Ragged Shavar says, the difference between a Stei Achuza, where there's also a set number. But that the Torah is telling you, this number takes off the Isser. Masha'en came by Erechin, Erech in the Torah is giving this set value to a person. Kei nira pashut, says Rameir Simcha. Mesukim edvash. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and kol tov.